An Islamic militant testifying at the trial of a suspect in last October's Bali bombing says the Al-Qaeda terrorist network may have financed the deadly attack. The testimony is the first linking Al-Qaeda directly to the bombing, in which 202 people were killed. Islamic militant One Min One Mat says he handed over more than $35,000 to one of the suspects in the Bali bombing, money that he was told came from Al-Qaeda. One Min One Mat is in prison in Malaysia for alleged terrorist activities. He testified via video phone in the trial of Ali Ghufran, one of the major suspects in the bombing. Mr. Ghufran also goes by the name of Mukhlas. The witness said he gave Mr. Ghufran the money in three installments while both men were in Thailand last year. He said Mr. Ghufran told him the money had come from Al-Qaeda, although he could not confirm this because he was, in his words, just the delivery man. Indonesian police say Mr. Ghufran is a ranking operative of Jamaah Islamiyah, the Islamic terrorist group that they say carried out the Bali attack. The governments of several regional countries and the United States say that JI, as the group is known, is a Southeast Asian affiliate of Al-Qaeda. JI seeks to establish an Islamic state across much of Southeast Asia. Mr. Ghufran had earlier established a link between Al-Qaeda and himself. He testified that he had met Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden many times when he was in Afghanistan in the 1980s. But on Thursday, he denied receiving money from One Min One Mat for use in the Bali attack. 202 people were killed on October 12th when two bombs ripped through a crowded tourist district on the Indonesian resort island. Authorities call the attack the worst terrorist incident in Indonesia's history. Mr. Ghufran is one of 35 suspects arrested for taking part in the bombing and is one of four suspects currently on trial. Patricia Noonan for VOA News, Jakarta.